Siv Yikari, that the Torah is more precious than pneumon and pearls. The Cholchaf of Tzechel Yisrael, anything that you have, any of your desires, are not equal to the Torah. There was a certain status, line of status in Klavos. A Chacham comes before everybody. It's the highest Madrega. Chacham comes before a Melech. A Melech is higher than a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is higher than another. It goes through a whole line. A Kohen Moshuach B'Shemen, a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with oil, with the Shemen HaMishcha, is greater than someone that's a Merubah B'Gadim that didn't have the oil. And so on, weiter and weiter. And the Medrash continues. Amosai, when is all of this said? Bizman Shekulam Shovin. If they're all equal in Torah, so then you have this line of status, this line of chashivas. However, if one is greater than the other in Torah, even a Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before a Kohen Gadol Amaris. In chashivas, a Mamzer, Torah the lowest, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's greater than a Kohen Gadol Amaris. As it says, Yikara Himibnim. It's greater than Pninim, which has Al-Dash and Pninim from the one that went in Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Mamzer Talmud Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol Amaris. That's Yikara Himibnim. So, firstly, you have to understand what shaychus does it have with the pasuk over here. No, so it's bnei gershom gam heim v'beis avoysam. That's number one. But number two, chaskel understanding asks a question: if this whole line of status is when everybody's equal in Torah, so why taki is there a line of status? They're all equal in what's most important. So why is a Talmud Chacham comes before a Melech, Melech comes before a Kohen Gadol, and so on and so forth. If they're all equal in Torah, then everybody should be equal. So Zakhtar Chatzko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us a lesson. Even if everybody's equal in Torah, but everybody has his own tafkid in the world. Everybody has his own purpose in life. Ashelofiza, there's certain tafkidim that are high, and there's certain tafkidim that are not as chashim. But lamaisa, that doesn't mean the person is less chashim. Saif kol saif, each one has his egg in a tafkid. And the same way in the guf, the head has its egg in a tafkid with the brain, and the eyes have their tafkid, and the nose has its tafkid, and the ears. So each one has a purpose in life. Every individual has to know that he has a special purpose in life. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way that different people have different tafkidim. This tafkid is more chashuv zach, and this is a less chashuv zach. Or b'sayv kol sayv, everybody has a tafkid. So even if in Torah, even if Talmidei Chachamim, they're all equal in Chachma. Afal pi kein, each one has his own tachlis in life, and this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world this way. That is today one of the main problems in the world. Talking about the world in general, that people don't know where they're going and people don't have a sense of purpose because everybody's equal. You know, there's no bad, there's no good, there's no right, there's no wrong. And in addition to that, people don't feel that they have a tafkid in life. They don't feel they have a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dafka set up the world in such a way that even if you're equal in learning, oh, but this tafkidim, there was Kahanim, there was Levim, there's Yisraelim. It's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? Why is he a kind of my lady? This we have to have Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why he set up the world that way. Oh, he set it up to teach us that everybody has a tafkid. So if he that, you can learn Pshat in the Pasuk, Nosoyes Reish B'nei Gershon Gamhein. What is Gamhein? Last week's parasha spoke about the B'nei Kohos, Nosoyes, you know, count the B'nei Kohos. And here it says, Nosoyes Reish B'nei Gershon Gamhein. What's the Gam? The Chiddush. The Teresh of Lefidus is very good. You would have thought the people of Kohos, they had the highest tafkid in the world, Mamish, and they were in charge of the Iker, carrying the Aron and wrapping up the Iker Klei HaMikdash. She would have thought, by them it's Nosoy, and them you have to count, they have Hashivas. But once it gets to the lower purposes, so maybe then it's not shy of such an need of counting them and giving them Hashivas. And that is his name. Every person was given a purpose. Even if Gershon is not as choshev as Kohos, or it's a tafki that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Darshan, the Pasuk says, V'ahim Isnasei L'chol Reish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints every single tafkid in the Bria. Even the person that's in charge of the lowly the lowly kind of a job, like to see who gets to irrigate his field first from the river. Even a job like that, the Gemara says, that's all appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, and that's really what the Shaykh is, what the Medrash has with the Pasuk. Even if the job is not as chashuv as the higher one, of which a tafki given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Medrash speaks about. Somebody steals and he swears falsely, and then he's maida. They should be maida on the aveira that they did. You have to give back the keren, the ikar that you stole. Plus you have to add a fifth. That's in addition to bringing a carbon asham, he gives a keren, what he stole, and a chayim. So from this pasuk, his vadu is where we learn out the mitzvah of vidui. When a person does tshuva, there's a mitzvah to be mizvada. So this I saw brought down, b'shem the chidushi harim. Vidui is a general mitzvah by all aveiros. There's 365 aveiros, leishas in the Torah. So vasav is the Torah chose to place the mitzvah vidui dafke by gzeim. So zok the chidushi harim comes to teach us that whenever a person's Iran Aveir, he's in essence stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single Aveir is Gzeilah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of us. Because Lashem Ha'aretz Shemlaya, everything in the world belongs to Hashem. He created it, and he really owns everything. Narga Ha'aretz Narsan L'Bnei Yodam. He gave us our Chalokim in the world to utilize it to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to take a Dover Shel Chulim, and to put it into a, and to transform it into a Dover Shel Gdusha. So by Medvar and Lamur, if we use it for the proper thing, we're Makadosh Hashem Shemayim with it. Even eating a meal, if it's used for Koyach to be able to learn better, to daven better, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, then the eating of a meal, the most mundane thing, is the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. You're being mouthed to a higher grade. If on the other hand, a person utilizes it for Zegin and Taibas, he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not doing anything with it. So it's a Gzeila. So that is why the Davke, the mitzvah of Vidui, was said by Gzeila, to be megalah to us, that whenever a person misuses and he doesn't have aveira, it's in essence stealing from HaKadosh Baruch. So I'd like to say over a Moed HaKipshat, in Parshas Mishpatim, in the Parsha of Pikodim, it says in the Pasuk, Ki yiten ish el reyehu kesef akelam lishmar. If a person will give his friend money or vessels to wash, v'gunav midei so ish, and it's stolen from the house of the Shomer, in Yimotze HaGaniv, we find who the Ganiv is, Yishalom Shnoyim. He has to pay kefil. In Lo Yimotze HaGaniv, we don't find the Ganiv, then the Nikru Balabai Shela Elohim, the Shomer, has to come to Bezdin and he has to swear. So Nosan Adel, the Chitzadim, the Kodesh Lebrach, it says, Ahafalit the Gedrush on this Basit. Ki Yitem Ish, Ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Ish Vulchamah. El Reyehu, the person in Klal Yisrael, Kesef Akema, gives him money or vessels. So it's the business of his Lishmar. It's to guard it and to utilize it. L'shem Kiddush Shem Shemayim, Kesef Akema Lishmar. Over the Gunami Beisayish, if you misuse it, you use it for Baraveira, and you steal it from the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Yimotze HaGanir, if when everything is said and done, you're still in the matzav of Gnevi, you never paid it back. Yishalom Shnoyim. You're going to have to pay kefil. Number one, you didn't use it for its proper thing. And number two, you use it for the other thing. You use it with Araveh, Yishalom Shnoyim. Over in Lo, he won't say Haganev. If the person talking did tshuva, he's talking not the Ganev at the end, then the Nikra Balabai Sa'ulakim, then he'll come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the fact that he did tshuva. But the Yisrael is by every Aveir, we're really stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why, Chidush HaRim says, the Inyan of his Vadu was B'dafki said by the Parsha of Gzeil. Dabar al B'nai Yisrael. Speak to the B'nai Yisrael, V'amar Talem, you should say to them, Ish Ish Ki Siste Ishte. Chmon Litzlan, a person's wife is a Saita, he's Choshiner, he has to bring her to the Kohen. So, one of the things that's done over here is that we give the woman to drink from the Mayim Hamar. What is the Mayim Amorim? He takes water from the Kiyar, and he takes offer from the ground of the Beis Hamikdash. He places it into the water. He places the Shem Hashem in. It gets dissolved into the water, and that's Baidiker. So Rechaim HaKodesh, he asks a whole bunch of questions, but a couple of the questions that he asks is, why is it Dafke that we do it through Mayim and through offer? Like, what's the Hashivas of Mayim and offer? That's in case she was mezaneh, the Mayim and the offer takes the nekama from the woman. What's the shadow? Why do we put the Shem Hashem in there? She says it over Nifla. It's Yodua that everything in this world has a tremendous taiva to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even a daimeh, a stone, the ground. Gemara tells us, Medrash says about the water, when Hashem said, Yehi Rakiya B'Soy Chamayim, there's Mayim HaYoyinim and the Mayim HaTachtoinim. So the Mayim HaTachtoinim was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I down here? I want to be up there near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeased it and said that every carbon is going to have melach, which is taken from the water. You're going to have the nisuch hamayim. But you see, the water wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing with the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chatkila created the world. HaShamayim kis'i v'ha'oretz ha'doim ragloi. The earth is my footstool. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted l'chatkila to rest the Shechina down the Tachtoinim all over. What happened? The Chet of the Eitz Adas, because Baruch Hu had to move back up again. Came Maim and Har Sinai, where Klal Yisrael said, Nasim and Ishma, Kabbalah Satoira, Chorus, Al Haluchos, Al Tikri Chorus, Al Cheirus, free from the Eitz Ahara, free from the Malach HaMavas, Hashem once again was going to rest his Shechina down here on earth. What happened? The Chet of Egel, you know, that ruined everything again. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He limited his staying down here to the Beis HaMikdash. It was supposed to be all over. But he limited the Makam HaMikdash is still a Makam of Kiddush. When a woman is mezana, or she even puts herself in a matzav of chashad, Erva is mamish lehepach of Hashra'as HaShechina. Mamish lehepach. The Tezvav Aroyis in the Torah. There's 15 Aroyis in the Torah. It's Kinege, the Shem Yud Gei. It's either this or that. If you have Aroyas, then the Shem Yud Kei is not there. If you have the Shem Yud Kei, it can't be with the Aroyas. We're sincere to each other. So he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash because we're trying to be Baidiker in contrast to the Makam HaKadusha. If Shitak is able to stand up, she'll be able to maintain her life in the Makam HaMikdash. But if she was Takam Azana, then she's not able to stand up to the Shechina, and then Mamela, you know, she has to get punished. The water is always afraid. Because the water was l'chatchila separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the water is always afraid that the Shechina is going to get taken away from it, is going to get further away from the Shechina again. Because man, it's down here, and it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Kiyar, it has that Kedusha, so it feels good. It's close to Hashem, but it's afraid. If there's Aveiros in the world, and it takes away the Shechina, it's afraid that you're hurting me. So it's the water b'dafke that comes to take the come against the woman. Same thing with the offer. The offer represents the Adama. It was Zoyche over here to have the Shechina resting on it in the Makam HaMikdash. But by people being Mazan, that's during the Shechina to be Mistalek, and that takes away the Kedusha of the Makam of the offer. So b'dafke, the offer comes to take the come. The placing of Hashem's name in it just gives them the Koyach to do what they have to do. But the Mayim and the offer, they are the Doinimim. That want to have a tremendous taiva that the Shechina should rest on them. And now that this woman did a maisa, that's going to the Shechina to be mistalei, it's the mayim and the offer that the bedafka comes to take the gum against. Pasuk says, Ish o Isha, Yafli, Lindor Neder, Nozer Lahazel Hashem. They will articulate making a neder to become a nozer. Famous Gemara that we mentioned in the past, it's a Gemara Masechtas Nazir. Amr Shimon HaTzadik said, Miyomai lo yachalti osham nozer tome. I never ate from an osham of a tome de kinazir, except for one person. He came to me, he was from the south, very good looking, and he had nice curls. So I told him, my son, I said, what do you see fit to destroy your hair and to get rid of it? So he said, Roya Ha'isi, I was a shepherd by my father, And one time I went to fill up water from the river, and I saw my reflection. And Pachaz Allah Yitzri, my Yitzhahara, he rushed. He says, "Ah, oh, with your beauty, with your good looks, you can go out there, you can Amish, you know, you can do Averis, whatever." So I told him, "Russia, Lama Ata Mizgoya Ba'olim Shein Shalcha. Why are you being Mizgoya in a world that's not yours? Shesoifach li Yisrima B'Seileya. Void, I swear, Shagalechacha B'Shamayim." So when Shimon HaTzadik heard this, I got up, I kissed him on his forehead, Amarti, like, Kamoisli you, Nazir B'Yisrael. So Rashi says, Osepis, he only ate from this one. There's many Nazir, when they become Tameh, they have Charata, it was not a problem. What did I get myself into? But he saw the sincerity of this Nazir, the male, he kissed him on the forehead, he said, "From this I'm gonna eat." So what was he son this fall from over here with what the Nazir said? Like, what was the Nakuda of his fibers? We spoke about this in the past. But I just saw a pshat from Agon Baruch Baruch Ezrachi, Shlit from Eretz Yisrael. He said, "I'm going to keep pshat." He said the following. He said, "You know, a person becomes a Nazir. He wants to be kind of as a higher Madrega. I want Kedusha, I want to be Maseras, from Menatayvus, from Yayin, and so on. So he's kind of Madrega, and there's a feeling over there, I want to be a higher kind of a person. But there's a sakana with that kind of a feeling, Favos. Because if you look at it just as being kind of higher Madregas, when things get difficult, you'll say, it's a nice thought, but what are you the tzar to begin with? When he becomes Tameh, he says, "Oh, you're right, and I gotta start all over again, and I gotta, like, you know," and then he has a Yanam of Charot. But this Nazir over here, Shimon HaTzadik so clearly from his words, he wasn't doing it not to be kind of Madrega. He was doing it because he was afraid of the Yetzirah. He was doing it in self-defense. He was doing it for survival. When a person realizes that these things are a matter of my survival in Ruchnius, then it's not just an added ma'ilu which will have charata. If he knows he's in sakana, then no matter what, when people have to save themselves, they're in a bad matzah, they have to save themselves. They'll do it regardless. They'll go through all lengths to save their lives. So Shimon HaTzadik heard from this Nazir over here. He wasn't a kabbal on himself in the Zeras just to be kind of an extra mile. He was makabal on it because he held the tzakonis nefashis for me. I'm doing this pashit in self-preservation. That is taka total sincerity, and even when it gets hard, this person will never have charata because he's doing it, he realizes what life is and exactly what he has to do. It's good to mention over here a pshat that the Tur al HaTayr says. But what's the Indian of the hair? What's the Indian of letting the hair grow? So partially from this mice that we have over here, he wanted to get rid of his, he wanted to destroy his hair, because that was what's getting him into trouble. But the Tur al HaTayr says a different shot. When a person is fadayit, when he's worried, and he's all engrossed in whatever his worry is, whether it's sickness, whether it's panosi, he lets himself go, and he lets his hair grow, he doesn't care about his own personal, you know, hygiene, his own personal looks. So the growing of the hair, unlike, you know, people that like to comb their hair and make themselves look nice, and they're worried about their appearance, they're misalsal basaram. This fellow is truly worried. This fellow saw a sight to be kukula, and he's afraid that I have the potential of also doing an aveira. So the male of the growing over the hair, letting it just grow, that is a symbol of daiga. And that's really what the nose is all about. He's worried, which is really, it fits in very well with what we just said. He's not doing it, it's time to be kind of my greatest. He's afraid, it's partially tzakona for my neshama. So that the Torah al HaTorah says of Shimon Schwab is my name. Right, that he saw the psychical cooler, and he sees that there's potential for that. So he's fadaigit. A person that's fadaigit lets his hair grow. He's not worried about anything else. He's all consumed with running away from the sakana. I saw the Sefer Darish Mordechai. I'm going to Mordechai Druk, that's all. It means now, the Lashon of Chazal is called Horoya Soitibikil Kula Yazar Asme Menayai. Someone that saw the site of the Kulkula. And it's not if he didn't see the site of the Kulkula. I mean, let's say, the idea alone that such a thing exists, that's not an Indian of being Makabo Maziris. What is Kalaroya site of the Kulkula? See, quotes a Toysefta in Sefta Shluis that says, Haroya Ivri Aveira, Nishayim in the Rice. If somebody sees someone being over on an Aveira, Maistais, that Menashamayim, they made him see it. Pavos, Maistais, that you have a Bechin of that Aveira within you, and they wanted to show you, look at what goes on. And that really belongs to you as well. Haroya Oise Mitzvah, Zachal Lirois. That's a sinner that you have a Bechin of that Mitzvah, so they're like, sort of like, showing you that you get that credit. Over Haraya Ivri Aveira, Chayim Lirois, Min HaShemayim, the Mechayim, to see, and to show it. Famous Maisu, we've said this in the past, the Baal Shem, the Heilige Baal Shem used to say, Kol HaNegom Odom Roya, Chutz Mi Nigei Atzmai. The Kohen is allowed to see other people's Negoyim, of Rezegin and Negoyim he can't examine. So the Baal Shem used to teach, Kol HaNegom Odom Roya Chutz, whatever nega, whatever plagues, whatever chesreinus or aveiros a person sees on the outside, if they showed it to you, it's a sign that you have a certain bechin of that aveira. There's a ma'isa shahoy with the Baal Shem, that one time he saw Chilul Shabbos. He was by the kizmaisin, and she does say, kol ha'negom adam raya chutz, dos minigay atzmai. Well, when did he have? When was he Machal Shabbos? He was very Zohar in Shabbos. And he, after a Bediki, he came to the conclusion that he saw the B'zayin of a Talmud Chacham. And he did, Talmud Chacham, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is B'bchin of Shabbos. And he didn't make a Macho enough, so that was his Chilul Shabbos. So he went, and he was Mishamash the Pnei Yeshua. He went to sit in front of the Pnei Yeshua for a while to be misakin the fact that he wasn't, you know, he didn't stick up for the covenant of the Talmud Chacham. But that's the shot over here. Kol Haroya Saita Bikul Kula. Yaz Rasman and Ayayin. If he happened to see what was going on, Shemami Nodim and Hashemayim is sending him a message that you have such a Bechina within yourself, then you better be Maz Rasman and Ayayin. And that fits in with what he said, why there has to be that extra worry. If they showed it to me, Shemami Nodim, I have that within me. That is that extra worry, and that is why he lets his hair grow long, but time is dying. Shteken posin weiter, by Yom HaSheni, by the Korbanos of the Nesiyim, by Yom HaSheni, Hikriv Nisanel Ben Tzur, Nesi Yisachar, Hikriv Es Korbanai, double wash. By Yom HaSheni, Hikriv Nisanel Ben Tzur, Nesi Yisachar, Hikriv Es Korbanai. The Mepharshim and Medagdik, why does it say a double lashon over here? Hikriv Nisano Ben Tzur, and then Hikriv Es Korbanai. What's the double lashon? So the Ksav Sofer says a very nice pshat. It's Yodua Rashi brings down over here that Nisano Ben Tzur was the one that gave the eitzes to all of them to be makriv korbanos by the Chanukah Samis Beyach. He was the one that gave the eitzes to the rest of the Nesim. It's Yodua what Chazal say, Kol HaMazakeh Es HaRabim. If someone's mezakeh the rabbin and he brings them to do a mitzvah, schus harabim tuyavoy. He has a schus of the rabbin and he gets a chelek of the schus of the rabbin and he has a chelek in everybody else's mitzvah. So it comes out that Nisano Ben Tzur that gave the eitzah to all the other nesim to bring, he had a chelek in every single card. Right? So what's the pshat over here? By Yom HaSheni Hikur was karboni, l'chayra, his carbon was around throughout all the other days. So Teretz is, that was a general carbon that he had a chelik and everybody else. Here was Hikrivus carbonite. So the Ksav Sofer touches it into the Pasuk. It says, Bayayim HaSheni, Hikriv Nisan Ben Tzur, Nesi Yisachar. Ah, you'll ask me, what do you mean Hikriv Bayayim HaSheni? He was makriv really all the other days, because he had a chelik in all the other carbonites. For that the Teretz says, Hikrivus carbonite. His own Proti is the carbon that he was makir. Over the emesis, that he had a chelik and all the carbonas throughout all the other days. The Sefer Ach Pri Tfua, so brought down, he says another pshat over here. It says, Smach Zvulun B'tzeyischa, V'yosachar B'ayolecha. Zvulun supported Yosachar. And Zvulun had a chelik in everything that Yosachar did in his Talmud Torah. So it comes out when Yisachar learned Torah, whatever Yisachar did, it was split in two. A chelik was given over to Zebulun, and a chelik he kept for himself. So he says, that's the pshat over here. The pshat over here is by Yisachar, it says, hikriv twice. Why? Because it was split into two. There was a chelik of the hakrova that was to the credit of Zvulun, and there was a chelik of the hakrova that was to Zayin the credit. That's why it says, hikriv twice. I just want to say over one more word. It says, after all the karbonis, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, Acharei Himoshach Yisrael. After the conclusion of all the karbonis, this is the Chanukas HaMizbeach, after it was consecrated, they made the Mashiach on it. So this is in Kapitel Zayin Posik Peches. Earlier in Posik Peidal, it says, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, Biyoni Moshach Yisrael. This is the Chanukas HaMizbeach on the day that it was Nimshach. And at the end it says, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach Acharehi Moshach Yisrael. What's the chilling between the two? Why did the Torah all of a sudden switch? So Sfasana says, Amari Likimshach, that the Torah is coming to be Merams over here. That Lachatkhila Fashtetzach, when they did the Kurbanis, there was a Kabbalah Zrizus, a Kabbalah Slahavas. But after a while, you know, you would think it would wear off. So the Torah tells us that the same as Slahavas that they had L'chadchila, B'yoni Moshach HaYisai, that is Slahavas, and the Roshim of the Chanukas HaMishkan remained Achareyi Moshach HaYisai. And that premise is really, whenever we have a Hisayrus, when we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, we have to see to it to preserve it as long as we can. It shouldn't be just something for the day, and the vites are gone with the wind. So that's what the Torah is telling us over here. It was Chanukas HaMizbeach, B'yoni Moshach HaYisai, or even after everything was finished, that is Seiris and that Kiddusha, and that is Lahavas, it lasted Acharei Moshe HaYisai as well. I'm good and Shabbos, everybody.